Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two, they got nothing but the genes. But they got different strokes it takes, different strokes it takes, different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Last week on Different Strokes, the Drummond family received good news from their social worker about Willis and Arnold.
Well, guys, just think. After all this time, come Friday, you will legally be my sons.
Oh, it'll be great. Not only do we get adopted, we get to miss a day of school.
Meanwhile, in Jethro Simpson's junkyard in Los Angeles, Simpson finds some bank books and a document in an old mattress. It's the will of a deceased friend of Arnold and Willis's late parents.
I, Morton Ridley, leave my entire fortune to Henry and Lucy Mae Jackson of New York City, or in the event of their death, to their sons, Willis and Arnold. Willis and Arnold Jackson sure need somebody of their own kind to help take care of them and all of that money. And I vote for me.
The morning the family was leaving for court to make the adoption legal, Simpson appeared with a lawyer and a letter.
It's a letter from your father, boys.
Our father?
It says that if anything ever happens to him or to your mother, he wants your cousin Jethro Simpson to be your legal guardian.
And now, part two of the adoption.
Boys, is that your father's writing?
I wouldn't know. I was only a year old at the time and doing more thumb-sucking than reading. Yeah, that sure looks like his writing, Mr. D.
Tom, does that letter have any validity?
Well, that'll be up to the court if Mr. Simpson is claiming guardianship.
Oh, no. He can't take the boys away.
He won't let them go.
He won't go.
Yeah. You lay one hand on us, I'll karate all over your knee.
Arnold, now calm down. Simpson, you can see what this is doing to my family. Why are you doing this?
I'm sorry, Drummond. I appreciate the way you've looked after the boys, but I think they'll be better off with someone of their own kind.
Color has nothing to do with anything. I love these boys, and I'm not going to let you do this.
Mr. Drummond, if we have to, we can go to court and obtain a legal order.
Tom? What is my position here?
Well, I know one thing. In view of that letter from their father, no judge is giving you Willis and Arnold today. But let me research it. I'll make a call.
Now, look, Mr. Simpson, there must be some other way we can work this out. Now, what do you want? Just name it. Name it. Is it money?
Money?
Now, don't insult my client by offering him money.
Oh, I'm not insulted.
Client doesn't need your money, Drummond. He's a wealthy man.
Mr. D's got money, too. If you hadn't noticed, this isn't exactly a flop house.
Yeah, we got four Johns.
I warn you, Simpson. If I have to, I will put every penny I have behind this and fight you all the way.
That's telling him, Mr. Drummond.
We're behind you, Daddy.
And if Mr. D needs any more money, I'll throw in my piggy bank.
Yeah, and I'll see if I can get an advance on my old age benefits.
Now, let's not be hasty here. Think of what's best for the boys, Drummond.
I am.
Mr. Drummond, as you've indicated, a court battle could be very costly. As I've said before, my client has money, too.
Of course, it's in Rio. The Brazilian savings and loan. Peyton, I'd like to have a word with you. We can step out on the terrace, please.
I can't believe this is happening.
5 minutes ago, we're all so happy.
Life sure is funny.
Yeah, life is like an ice cream cone. Just when you think you got it licked, it drips all over you.
Now, don't worry, kids. We'll beat this thing. I'm going to see what my lawyers found out.
Peyton, I don't think it's a good idea to be tossing all of my money around.
What's the problem? Cash flow?
That's right. At the moment, the flow is slow.
But when you came to my law firm and showed me that letter, you said you were a wealthy man.
I know. I was there when I said it.
Well, the only way I can think of to prevent a costly court battle is if the boys wanted to go with you voluntarily. Judges take into consideration the wishes of children. Turn on the charm, Simpson.
Oh, well, that's easy. I'm up to my armpits in charm.
Well, let me know what you decide. Goodbye.
Would you, lovely young ladies, mind if I had a charming chat with the boys alone?
Mr. Simpson, I hope you know that you're tearing this family apart.
Yeah. Look at this face. Look how sad you've made it.
I may never smile again.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, guys. Cheer up. As we say on the Pampas, every volcano has a silver lining.
I don't understand that.
Well, that's volcanoes for you. But believe me, we're going to have lots of laughs.
No, thanks. I get all the laughs I need by watching Willis kissing himself in the mirror.
Oh, come on now. You like South America. It's real hot.
I hate it hot.
Oh, except at night when it's real cold. And there are lots of big mountains down there.
I hate mountains.
Except on the parts where it's flat.
Yeah, I bet it rains a lot, except when it's not raining.
Oh, you've been there before.
I ain't been there, and I ain't going. I'm staying right here in New York.
Rio would be just like New York if you put in a subway to the Empire State Building and scatter some winos around.
We ain't going there.
Okay. All right, if that's the way you feel about Rio, we won't go. We'll live in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
Yeah, I've got a little antique business out there.
Ain't no way I'm gonna live in Los Angeles. The smog makes your eyes run and the earthquakes make the rest of you run.
Oh, come on now, you like Los Angeles. We've got Disneyland. You can play with Snow White and her little friends and Mickey Mouse.
I don't need Mickey Mouse. I got Super Mouse.
And I got Grumpy and Sleepy all rolling in one.
Come on, Arl, let's go.
Oh, well, hold on, fellas. Give a charming man a break here. I'll be good to you, I promise. Now talk it over. You'll get to like the idea.
Abraham is sure gonna take this hard. You ever see a goldfish cry?
No, but I once took out a barracuda that complained a lot.
Is that a sample of the last we're gonna have?
That's right.
Willis, we're in big trouble.
Yes. Yes, I understand. All right, thanks, Bill.
What did you find out, Tom?
Well, there was a case where a judge took a black child away from a white couple and awarded him to a black relative.
But surely this situation is different.
Yes, but Simpson has that letter.
Are you telling me that I couldn't win?
No. It's just that it could be an uphill battle. And very traumatic for Willis and Arnold.
Well, I just can't put them through that. They've been through enough losing both their parents.
Come on now. Cheer up. Everything's going to be all right.
That's what Custer kept telling his troops.
This is worse. We're already tied to the stake and Cousin Jethro is lighting the fire under our butts.
Well, don't worry, guys. Daddy will figure out a way to change our Cousin Jethro's mind.
Well, I can think of a lot of ways, but they all get you 10 to life.
Mr. Drummond, what are we going to do?
Fellas, I love you, and I always will. But I just have to honor the wishes of your father.
What do you mean?
Well, boys, it breaks my heart to say this. But unless I can find an answer, you just may have to go with your cousin Jethro.
I prayed for a miracle, but it's no use. Maybe God's on a coffee break.
Boys, I will never stop fighting to try to get you back, never. But it just may be that Cousin Jethro has the law on his side. We'll just have to remember the year we had together as a wonderful gift and be grateful that we had it. Well, he wants to see you, so I'll send him in.
Oh, my. I sure am going to miss seeing your two faces at breakfast every morning.
I can't imagine walking into the bathroom and not seeing Hurry Up on the mirror and toothpaste. I'm sorry I yelled at you for that, Willis.
No, I'm not. I'm the one who did it.
We're even, Kimberly. You yelled at Arnold, and I was the one who put the sour cream in your makeup jar.
As long as we're confessing, who put the starch in my pantyhose?
Well, that was an accident, and I'm sorry I brought the whole thing up.
Well, I don't want to see that Jethro Simpson again. I'm liable to say something, and I don't like to use that kind of language. Come on, Kimberly.
Boy, Willis, life sure is confusing, isn't it?
Right now, I'm too confused to be sure. It's just not fair that we have to leave here.
Yeah. I thought I'd finish school, get married, raise kids, and grow old right here in this room.
Yeah, well, what can we do? You heard the letter. Going with Cousin Jeff was Papa's idea.
Yeah, but being with Mr. D was Mama's idea. And it's times like this, I wish you could dial heaven direct and get some answers.
Can I come in, fellas? It's your loving cousin.
Yeah, come.
Wow, my goodness. I can see you're a little upset here. But you're going to love living with me. You'll see. You'll like Los Angeles. It's like Harlem with palm trees.
When you lived in Harlem, did you see a lot of Mama and Papa?
Oh, all the time. A week didn't go by when I didn't drop in on them for dinner. Sometimes they even invited me to stay.
Oh, did you know Cousin Myrtle Waters from Detroit?
Myrtle. No, I can't seem to recollect her.
How about Mama's friend Bessie?
Bessie, was she a friend of Myrtle's?
Yeah.
I guess that's why I can't remember her either.
That's strange. Mama knew Bessie way before we were born.
Well, my memory ain't been so good since I had jungle fever. Shook me up so bad for 2 years, I thought I was a rubber plant.
Oh, well, don't you remember anybody? Maurice the baker, Jimmy the barber?
No, I can't recall them.
How about Crazy Vito the vegetable man? He used to put carrots in his ears and said he was a moose.
No, I don't remember him. But hey, how about old man Martin Ridley? I sure remember him.
Yeah, old Mr. Ridley. He sure was a nice man. He moved to Los Angeles.
Remember Papa used to kid him about his mustache?
Yeah, he had the biggest, funniest mustache I ever did see.
No. Papa kidded him because he couldn't grow a mustache.
Oh, sure. I guess I was thinking of Cousin Myrtle. Boys, look, why don't we just forget the past?
Looks like you already have.
Yeah, you got a memory like Willis's shorts. There's a big hole in it.
Well, I guess I better be gone, boys.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't know you were still here.
Oh, that's all right, Drummond. I was just leaving. And I think I'll come back a little later and discuss the final arrangements, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I guess so.
So long, little cousins.
Mm-hmm. Well, boys, you getting to know your cousin?
Yeah, but he sure got an awful memory. He only remembers one friend out of our whole family, old Morton Ridley.
Yeah, he didn't even remember Cousin Myrtle. And she had a face people pay money to forget.
But tell me, just who is this Morton Ridley?
Some poor old bum Papa used to be nice to. He said he's gonna leave Papa all of his money.
Yeah, I think Mr. Ridley was a little... He had a lot of air between his ears.
Well, do you know where this Mr. Ridley is now?
A long time ago, he moved to Los Angeles. Like Cousin Jethro said we're gonna do.
Wait a minute. I thought he came from Brazil.
Well, he said he had a little antique business in Los Angeles. We don't want to live there either.
Yeah. Who wants to live in a city where they only let you breathe on odd or even days?
Excuse me, guys. I've got to make a call to Los Angeles. I have a sudden interest in antiques.
Listen, Arnold. We don't want to live with Cousin Jethro, right?
Right. Definitely, absolutely, and I mean
it. A quarter make us go. You know, kids just don't have any rights.
Then there ought to be a country run by just kids.
Well, what would we do with the grown-ups?
Put them to bed early and make them eat broccoli.
Arnold, if we can't live with Mr. D, we've got to run away.
Run away?
Are you with me?
Sure, Willis. I always want to be with you. But could we run away after dinner? Mrs. Garrett is cooking some of my favorite stuff.
What's that?
Food.
You all ready to leave?
Yeah, just one second. Well, goodbye, Abraham. I'll never forget the way you look up at me every morning and flap your little fins and go.
Come on, Arnold. Let's be going before Cousin Jethro gets back.
You think they suspected anything at dinner?
No. But I thought you blew when he asked for dessert in the doggy bag.
Well, I figured we might get hungry on the road. Should I pack my electric blanket?
Where are you gonna plug it? To your nose? Let's go.
All right. Did you write the goodbye note?
Yes, right here. Dear Mr. D, Kimberly, and Mrs. Garrett, if we can't live with the people we love, we want to live alone. Don't worry about us. We've got each other. Signed, Williston Arnold, your almost former sons.
Well, I guess that just about says it all.
Come on, little brother. Let's go.
Goodbye, Abraham. Here's one for the road. Wait up.
Fellas, where are you going with the suitcases?
We'd rather run away than live with Cousin Jethro.
Yeah, when our mama died and you took care of us, where was Cousin Jethro? Down in South America sitting on his big fat plantation.
Boys, I don't think you're going to have to go with Cousin Jethro.
What you talking about, Mr. Lee?
I just spoke to a friend of mine in Los Angeles, and you know what? Jethro Simpson isn't a rich man from Brazil. He's a junk dealer from L.A. And I'll bet he is no more your cousin than Kermit the Frog.
Why were you trying to take us away?
I don't know, but I think it has something to do with old Morton Ridley. Didn't you say that he was going to leave all of his money to your father?
Yeah, but he was a poor old man, wasn't he, Arnold?
Was he poor? Alley Cat used to bring him food.
If that's Cousin Jethro, don't mention anything that I said. Put those suitcases under the desk.
Okay.
Well, hello, Drummond. How you doing this fine evening?
I couldn't be better, Cousin Jethro. Come in. Come in.
Thank you. Well, how are my little cousins feeling?
Real cool, Cousin Jethro.
Yep. If he were any cooler, we'd have to be defrosted.
Cousin Jethro, how about a drink?
Oh, don't mind if I do. Make mine a Harvey Wallbanger. Light on the Harvey and heavy on the banger.
Would you settle for a glass of wine?
Well, I certainly will. Liquor is quicker, but wine is fine. Well, here's to you. Bottoms up.
What do you hear from Morton Ridley?
I've heard of tossing one down, but I never saw anybody toss one up.
Excuse me, that's just a little jungle twitch I get every now and then.
Have a seat.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Drummond. There. Now, who was that you asked about?
I was asking about Morton Ridley.
Oh, yes, old Ridley. He was a friend of mine, lived in Harlem. Richest dude in the neighborhood. Always going around flashing his money.
The boys tell me he didn't have any money to flash.
That's right. I didn't say he was flashing it. I said he was stashing it.
Simpson, there is something very fishy about all this.
Maybe it's the tuna sandwich I packed in my suitcase.
Simpson? You've been lying and we know it. Now, what's your game? Come on, I want the truth.
Okay. All right, I confess. I'm a freelance reporter doing an article on tile stealing.
Oh, boy, meet the president of the Liars Club.
Simpson, the truth. Now, what are you up to?
Right now, it looks like I'm up to my bumpers in trouble.
Spill it, Simpson, or you're going to be up on a 428. Heard that on a Columbo rerun.
Oh, okay, Drummond, I'll tell you everything. Boys, now, this may come as a shock to you, but I ain't your cousin. I'm no more relative than Miss Piggy.
I was close.
And I'm not into chinchillas and coffee in Brazil. I've got a junkyard in Los Angeles.
I know.
You do? And do you also know about the fake letter from their father?
I do now.
You better quit while you're behind.
Why was you trying to take us away from Mr. Drummond?
And what has Morton Ridley to do with all this, Simpson? Yeah.
Well, you see, he died, and I found Ridley's old will leaving all his money to Willis and Arnold.
Say what?
Money!
Oh, sure, I get it. And you figured...
Hold it. Let's talk a little bit more about that money.
See, boys, he figured that whoever the guardian was would have control of the money. Isn't that right, Simpson?
That's right. I mean, I didn't mean any harm, honest.
Let's get back to that money.
Arnold, the money isn't important. How much did Ridley leave the boys?
$97,000.
$97,000?
Willis, do you know how many gumballs you could buy with that?
Simpson, you should be put in jail for what you tried to do.
Jail is really too good for me. I should be locked up in a room with Donnie and Marie.
Oh, don't be too hard on Mr. D. He's an old man.
Yeah, and he did confess.
What he did was unforgivable.
Have mercy on him, Mr. D. From the way he looks, he doesn't have much longer to live anyway.
Oh, please let him go.
All right, Cousin Jethro. Since my sons want it that way and no harm was done, I'll let you off the hook.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, Mr. Drummond, you're a lucky man to have two fine sons like that. Hasta la cucarachas.
All right, boys, you can unpack those suitcases.
All right.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. That was great.
Well, it's finally official, guys. You're my sons.
And my brothers.
Oh, what a perfect day. You got adopted. And the court clerk asked for my phone number.
We got a surprise for you all. Now that me and Arnold's inherited all this money, we like to take you all out to dinner.
Oh. Oh, that's very generous of you. But you can't get the money till you're 21. I'll be starved by then.
Well, I'll loan you guys some money from my savings.
And I got a little mad money I haven't had a chance to use.
Oh, no, this treat's all on me.
You're the greatest, Mr. D.
Arnold, you said it wrong.
I did? Oh, I did. You're the greatest, Dad.
No.
I second that, Dad.
Different strokes, different strokes.